Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. How many are glad to be changed? Amen. All right. I'm glad everybody brought your Bibles. Good to see everybody's face today. I thought we had a real good anniversary service. I don't know about you. I thought that was just from the top to the bottom. I thought it was really, really good. I had that brother on Sunday. My Lord. Yeah, I had to have him back. I had breakfast with him on Wednesday morning, and I said, Lord, brother. Yeah, he was a preacher's preacher, but he did an outstanding job. I feel like we were blessed to have some really good speakers this year. I also want to say I thought the dinner was really good as well. Yeah. I was able to get my kids out of there, and for the young ladies that watch the kids in the back, I want to say thank you so much for doing that. That really made my life a little bit easier, and I'm sure there's other parents out here who would agree with that. So thank you so much. I want to continue tonight with that very theme that we had used for quite some time now, just sticking together, having unity within the church. And I just want to follow up with that a little bit more on tonight. Is that all right? I'm also thinking about, I want you all to be praying about the different ones that I heard so many people being sick. And so let's continue to remember them in prayer. Nothing major, it doesn't sound like, but just, you know, cold bug or whatever it is. And so just remember them in prayer for those that are out not feeling well. We want them to get better and be back in our midst and whatever little cooties are for them to get over it. All right, so let's keep on looking out for each other. There was a day and time where people would take chicken noodle soup to each other's houses, and people would give calls and take care of each other. Anybody still do those type of nice things? At least call and check on somebody? Anybody? Sister Rain, I know you do. Sister Rain knows stuff before I know it sometimes. I'm serious. For the One Heart, One Soul ministry, they're on it, doing a good job. I was thinking earlier today about different sicknesses and diseases, ailments that sometimes plague our bodies. And one that I have heard about before there's a variety of different diseases that would fit under this category, autoimmune diseases. Anybody ever heard of that before? Autoimmune diseases, we got some on the screen, looks like. Rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease. I didn't realize that psoriasis, I've seen different people have struggled with psoriasis before, but it's almost like your body is fighting against itself. You know, different things that are going on, lupus, what are some other, multiple sclerosis. And so basically it's your own body that's just kind of out of whack and in conflict within itself. And when I began to think about autoimmune diseases, I thought about how those things can actually occur, spiritually speaking, in the body of Christ. You hear where I'm going with this? You know, there are times when, you know, a body that should be working together, sometimes we can have similar problems. But I believe the Lord is a healer. Amen? Anybody believe that today? How many people still believe that God can heal us naturally? And how many people understand that God can also heal us spiritually? Now, let me just see somebody who could testify just by the waving of your hand right now that you've had some hurts and pains spiritually. Amen. And the Lord, you stopped into church one day and the Lord came by and he healed your heart, healed your mind, healed your spirit. And the weight that you carried into church wasn't the same weight that you walked out on the parking lot with. Can we get the Lord some praise for that? All right. So there's times that stuff happens, but the Lord is still on the throne, and he's still God. And let's go in the word today to Galatians chapter number 5. Amen. Galatians 5. Give me a moment to turn there myself. I have so many preachers, I feel like it's been a long time since I actually have been up here. All right, Galatians 5. And I believe we're going to start reading right around verse 13 or so. Paul has made his point over and over again that the Christian life is a life that's characterized not by bondage, but by liberty. All right. And certainly we know that Jesus came to set the captives free. All right. And so why should we still be bound when Christ has made us free? All right. And so he's made his case, made a strong case. If we read it in context, we can read about, you know, the different ones that would try to impose things on these converts. But let's get down to verse number 13 so I can, for the sake of time, get where I need to go. For brethren, we have been called unto, come on, y'all, help me out, unto what? All right, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, all right, but by love serve one another. I wonder if there's somebody here that could talk about that just for a minute. What does it mean for us not to use our liberty for an occasion to the flesh? Anybody know? There are certain Christian liberties that we have, but everybody ain't always ready for your liberty, all right? And you're, just because it's lawful doesn't mean it's always expedient, the best thing, you know, for you to do. And there are times where maybe the next man isn't quite ready, you know, for that. Or maybe he, as the scripture would say, is weak in faith. And, you know, you want to go out there and you want to just flaunt your Christian liberty. And you got to be careful that everything is done in love, that you don't use your liberty for an occasion for your brother or your sister to stumble and to fall. All right. So we want to be careful. We want to use it. Or, but by love, serve one another. Verse number 14. Everybody there, go ahead and read. All right. One more verse. If you bite and devour one another, take heed, take some precaution that ye be not consumed one of another. The body of Christ in conflict against itself. All right, your immune system, it ought to be fighting off things that would be harmful to you, all right, things that you would come in contact with, all right, from the outside world, but your immune system, thank God for an immune system, thank God that I don't have to walk around here in saran wrap all the time because I'm just scared of every germ and everything that could come my way, you know, and constantly putting hand sanitizer on. Anybody remember a day before hand sanitizer? I mean, when I was a kid growing up, we didn't have hand sanitizer. It was just you wash your hands and you just trust the Lord. Now it's almost like, well, we can't go nowhere. Hand sanitizer in the car, everywhere you go. But thank God, you know, even if we didn't have the sanitizer, thank God God gives us a natural thing called an immune system. But when that is off, you know, it can be in conflict with itself. All right. Now it says, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you want your body, you don't want your body to eat itself alive, all right? Take heed that you be not consumed one another. We don't want to be in the church acting like wild animals, do we? Put that picture on the screen for me, Scooter, I believe. Look at all these wild animals that we have. We got lions and tigers and bears. And, you know, and what you see there is, all you see there really is just selfishness, you know? And when people act like animals, they don't think about anything but their next meal, fighting over that little whatever piece of meat that they found. And certainly the church should not be a dog-eat-dog type of world. Amen, somebody? We ought to be concerned about each other. And sometimes, you know, we put our selfishness, or we ought to always put our selfishness to the side, but sometimes we even take our concerns and our anything that, you know, would be to our advantage. We temporarily sometimes we put it to the side. How many people in here got children? Anybody know about sometimes putting some things on hold because of the sake of the children? There's even times that you got to even put your hopes and your dreams on hold. Oh, you would have gone back to school. Lord have mercy. But them kids. You would have got a second job making some more money. But oh, them kids. You know, there's times that we put things on hold. And there's times that we sacrifice for the body, for our brothers and our sisters. Some parents holler back. I see Sister Morgan back there. She got a baby on her shoulder right now. She know about just temporarily. That don't mean that you won't be able to fulfill your dreams, but there's some times you just got to put it on hold for the sake of the baby. Amen? And there's times that we put things on hold for the sake of each other and for the good of the body. All right? Let's keep on going. All right. Verse number 16, I believe we are. Help me keep my place. Y'all know I struggle with that sometimes. This I say then, what does it say? Come on, somebody. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All right? Verse 17. Come on, read. Uh-huh. All right? They're at odds one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But verse 18. Come on. Verse 18. But if he be led of the Spirit. Anybody here trying to be led of the Spirit? Has anybody in here ever saw where flesh will take you? Flesh will mess around and get you in some trouble. Flesh will mess around and get you some tough places that you wish that you hadn't followed it into. You know, we've heard plenty of preachers say before, sin will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen. Thank you for helping me with that. And, you know, it'll flesh will mess around. You know, enemy, he'll chew you up like a piece of gum, wait all the flavors up out of you, and then they spit you out. And there you are looking all wrinkled all up, looking a hot mess. You know, so we don't want to follow flesh because I don't know about you, but I've had enough experience following the flesh, and I found myself getting into some predicaments that I could have avoided had I walked in the spirit. Don't leave me up here hanging. Am I alone in here? Anybody else? All right, so let's walk. Just try to walk after the Spirit. All right, now where we leave off at? Verse number 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Come on, verse number 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Come on. Lasciviousness. I like how you said that, Brother Patrick. I think you said that better than I would have. I would say lasciviousness, but you said lasciviousness. That sounds a little bit bad. I don't know who's right. What's that mean? Somebody help me out with lasciviousness. Let's look that up for a moment. Anybody can help me out with that one. Lasciviousness. I believe that means like lewd talking, but help me out. Nasty jokes and things. I might be wrong. Somebody help me out. Y'all got phones and things and little gadgets, Bible apps and everything else. Lustful pleasures. Okay, so lasciviousness is lustful pleasure. I guess it can be kind of, it seems like it almost blocks these things together. Anybody else have an answer for that one? Any other Bible scholars in here? All right, so we have adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Sounds like some of those things will go hand in hand. All right, let's go to verse number 20. Idolatry, witchcraft. Now, stop right there, because now we get into these, you know, there's a lot of times as apostolics, I can't just blame it on apostolics, but just the Christians in general. A lot of times we focus on, you know, the big sins, or what we call the big sins, adultery, fornication, and all those things, uncleanness, lasciviousness, witchcraft, oh, that sounds bad. But what about those interpersonal type of sins that we commit, all right, such as hatred? What is the rest of it? Come on, don't leave me up here. Y'all read them. It's in your Bible too. What? Variance, emulations, heresies. All right, now what I'd like to do, what's another one? Envyings and murders. Now, I want to just take a moment here, and I want us to focus on those because I feel like that those can actually be some of those things that we really struggle in. All right? I don't know about you all, but there have been times where I have found within myself kind of struggling with some of these things. Now, oh, yeah, maybe you kicked a certain habit, but it's these sins of the spirit, you know, I would say. You know, those things that you can't see. You can dress it up real, real good. You could put a suit and tie on it, you know, but it's still you dealing with these things. And those are the things that are times that we have to spend some time repenting of, all right? Now, hatred. I looked that up in the Strong's Concordance, and I just wanted to see what these meant in actually the original translation in the Greek. Hatred is like hostility, a reason for opposition, enmity, all right? So hatred. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have hatred in my heart, because a lot of times if you put hatred in the driver's seat of your life, you can end up in a disastrous situation. I hope somebody hears me today. Hatred, you know, and ask the Lord, if you struggle with these things, ask the Lord to help you. Sister Ruth, yes, ma'am. That's good, because hate is really the driving force, and if we don't get it in check, it'll mess around, and next thing you know, you'll end up all the way at murders. Y'all hear that? The hatred is the first one, and then all the way to the end is the murders, all right? Now, let's keep going. Variance. Anybody want to answer this? What's variance? Anybody know? I'll read it to you. I'll help you out. Any hands? Yes, Sister Tay, thank you. I wish we had a mic person, Sister Angie. We got one more mic back there. Somebody can help her out with that. Anybody want to be the mic person today? Brother Sean, there you go. He came off the security team. Oh, we got Brother Milo out there watching our back. That's all right. Okay, go ahead, Sister Tay. You're all right. I couldn't hear you. One more time. Inconsistent variance, all right, like something varies. I hear what you're saying, all right. When I look that up, it actually means what this is saying is uncertain affinity, a quarrel, wrangling, contention, strife, variance, debate. You know, those are some of the words it has given me, all right. Lord, help us. Emulations, anybody want to take that one? Emulations, yes, ma'am. Hold on, let me get you. I want to really hear this one. Go ahead. Emulations.
Effort to match or surpass a person or achievement.
Effort to surpass somebody. It's almost like you're jockeying for position, trying to get, past somebody else. This one is saying jealousy, like the jealousy of a husband or an enemy. Malice, envying, fervent mind, indignation, jealousy. You know, zeal, all these words is given me. All right, what about wrath? Now, ain't nobody in here really have to look up this word because you know you done dealt, might be your first cousin, wrath. Yeah, y'all, we know about wrath now. Wrath, you have that hot-headed temper, when you fly off the handle, when you have that, grown man temper tantrum or things like that, and we struggle with it from some. That's the time when, you get mad and the wrath, and you punch the hole in the wall or do something, and your temper just got the best of you, all right? Temper. Anybody ever lost your temper? Amen? I saw about five. Anybody, come on, be honest here. Anybody lost your cool before? Anybody ever flew off the handle? Anybody ever got upset and did something that was outside of your character? Come on. Am I talking to any real people in the house today? Oh, everybody just saved but the pastor. All right, good. All right. Amen. But there's times that we get into wrath. We get into our feelings. Anybody ever been in your feelings before? Ooh, next thing you know, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help us to stay in the spirit and get out of our feelings. Y'all hear that? Because when we just stay stuck in our feelings, that a lot of times the heart is deceitful. And what does the rest of that say? And desperately wicked. Who can know it? All this talk about follow your heart. You better watch following your heart. Sometimes your heart leads you some places. You better follow the Lord. All right. What's the next one? Strife. All right. Strife. What's that say? I wish I know to pronounce that in the Greek, but I don't. Contentious. Apparently in the New Testament, according distinction, a desire to put oneself forward. A partisan and factious spirit which does not disdain the low arts, whatever that is. All right. Dissension, division. Disagreement that leads to division, seditions. That's what seditions is. I moved on. Seditions. All right, then we got heresy. What's heresy? I'll go ahead and read this one to you. A chosen course of thought and action, hence one's chosen opinion, according to the context, an opinion varying from the true exposition of the Christian faith. All right, and we got to be very, very careful that we don't get off into heresy, because we know the word of the Lord, doesn't that trump all? Huh? What? Okay. So, if we got to be careful that we stick with the word of God. It's the truth anyhow. It is. And that's why there's times the scripture even says, earnestly contend for the faith. And that's a difference. All right. All right. Now, let's keep on going here. All right. Galatians 5 and 22. All right. So those are all those things. We don't want to have those things in our spirit, and we don't want to act on those things at all. We don't want to have strife and wrath. Certainly, we don't want to have heresy and all those things. But let's see what the Lord would have us to do. Now, this is just common stuff. This ain't nothing new. Anybody, this is your first time ever reading Galatians chapter number 5. Raise your hand right now. I figure, it's just these things sometimes that we still, even though we know it, knowing something and doing something is two different things. All right? So let's keep on going here. Verse number 22, I want everybody to read. Y'all with me? But What do you say now? What is it? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Come on, keep going. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, let's just take a moment here. Out of all of those fruits of the Spirit, which one of those just really kind of stands out to you? That you, if you were to maybe teach a class on or to present on, which one would you talk about? Somebody tell me. Go ahead, Brother White, or Elder White.
I was just thinking, just like somebody just said, one will lead to the other. If you don't have love, you can't have none of it.
That's true. All right. Without love, we are sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. All right. You can give your body to be burned, but if you have not charity, you can bestow all your goods to feed the poor. But if you have not charity, you're just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. That would say you might as well just go outside and just start clinking and banging some pots and pans, because all you're doing is just making a bunch of noise. All right. All right. Anybody else? Which one just kind of stands out to you for a minute? Now, I put meekness. Now, Brother Scooter jumped the gun and put mine up there, the one I was really wanted to talk about. Anybody else identify with meekness at all? All right. That was the one I wanted to least kind of define today, but we'll get back to that. Anybody else have one? Sister Ruthie, go ahead. Yes.
Thinking about gentleness. I'm sorry. Gentleness is something that I think, especially as the saints, that we have to have, because a lot of times people consider us to be kind of harsh. Abrasive,
yeah.
Especially when we're trying to win people over to the Lord. Sometimes I think we can become very brash, mm-hmm. You know, just kind of rough.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with people that don't have no clue what you're talking about. And so if you're not living it, then it's hard for them to even comprehend what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing for us to remember to do that. You know, I don't know about anybody else. It's 'cause we feel so passionate about something, but at the same time, it's important that we do come in a gentle manner. I would agree with that. Anybody else have one? Sister Michelle, good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I say love is, you see, that's the first one.
Uh-huh.
And what love does, if you don't have love, you can't have joy. Mm-hmm. If you don't have love, you ain't going to have peace. Mm-hmm. If you don't have love, you're not going to have none of the other ones. So love is the main one to me.
Now, hold on. So this kind of this is bringing it home what Sister Ruthie brought out. The first one you saw, the first group of negative ones were, you know, it started with what? Hate. It started with hatred. All right. And then everything else just kind of followed after that.
Amen.
All right. Now, this next group, it starts with love. And if you have love, then it would seem as if you would, you know, abide in that, that all the rest of these things will come a little bit more naturally. All right. Now, you can't just have it in some pretentious way. All right. You know, there's a whole lot of folks that pretend to have these things, but you got to have it in truth. All right. Sister Brown. Yes, ma'am.
Well, when I thought of this scripture, it says the fruit is. It didn't say the fruits are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have one without the other. If you have the fruit, you should have all of those that are listed.
All right. All right. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Gee, I'm repenting right now. Lord, help me. Father, help me have love. Help me have long suffering. Look at all these things. Love and joy. You know, but there's time, you know, there's times that in our human condition that we, you know, if we would admit, we struggle with some of these things. Has anybody ever struggled just to have peace? You know, you had an inner conflict. Has anybody in here ever struggled with some long suffering? Ooh, somebody was on your last nerves. Oh, and then you had to remind yourself how Christ loved you and he suffered so long with your hard-headed self. And so then all of a sudden you take the little bit of long suffering that you had and you tie another piece of long suffering on and you extend it to your brother and your sister. Sister Rashida, welcome back home. I sure missed you.
Amen.
During the anniversary services.
Amen.
I looked out there, didn't see no
it's
Rashida.
Glad to be back home.
How was your trip?
It was beautiful.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I think about long suffering. And sometimes we can be so quick to say what we have to put up with. I had to put up with them, and they got on my last nerve.
Mm-hmm.
But what God has helped me with, just as quick as I say, you get on my nerves, you this, somebody's putting up with me.
All right. Then all of a sudden, the mirror gets in our face.
Yes.
And sometimes the Lord has a way of reminding us about our own self. Oh, it's so easy. It's like, and when we're looking at everybody else, it's like our sight is just 20/20. Oh, we can see real good. But boy, as soon as we look in the mirror, we're just looking like, you know, all kind of which ways, you know. Sometimes it's good to take a hard look at self before you come down on somebody else. Sister Debbie, yes, ma'am.
I was thinking also when we're talking about in
in this particular scripture, when you look at ingredients on a particular item, the first thing is usually the one that's more of whatever it is. So when you're looking at this, love is there, so it's more than any of the rest of them, good, and the rest of them fall in line.
That's real good. Excellent thought. All right. Sister Sean, yes, ma'am.
About love, I went back to verse number 14, and it said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So just going along with love, and it made me think about 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. If you go back to that, a lot of the things that we're reading in Galatians is spoken in 1 Corinthians about love as well, long-suffering and all those things, patience and whatnot. So that's like a companion scripture.
Very good. Excellent thought. All right, let's go back to meekness. I do want Brother Scooter, put that back on the screen for me. Jump the gun a little bit, but you're doing good. Meekness is a humility. I can't see that far. Can y'all read that? Can y'all see it? A humility towards God. I believe we ought to come low when we come before God. There's sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with sitting up and praying, but there's sometimes that I feel like I even want to posture myself and get down low. Now, I know I say that every prayer that I say is always on my knees. No, but there are times that I deliberately get down on my knees. There's times I even have laid out on my face towards the ground, prostrate before the Lord, because I just wanted to get low before the Lord. Anybody else like that? Humbling myself, you know, before this great, big, awesome God, who I knew has the power to strike me down, but yet is so merciful and kind and good and loving and forgiving and merciful towards me. And so the only thing I can do is at least posture myself, laying prostrate before the Lord. Every now and then I think it's a good thing for us to do, just lay prostrate before the Lord, all right? But it says also humility towards God, and sometimes we have that, but also towards others. You know, when I thought about that, a lot of times we work on this relationship, but we don't work on this relationship. You hear that? Our relationship with each other. We got that vertical down. Lord, I know I'm supposed to humble myself before you, but my brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes we need to humble ourselves along with them as well. It is having the right or the power to do something, but listen at this, but refraining for the benefit of someone else. Do you take the time to consider your brother and your sister? Y'all hear that? Look around. I mean, there's a whole lot of us in this room, you know, and there's those of us that have been saved for, you know, anybody in here been saved 30 plus years? I figured that. Anybody in here been saved, you know, everybody been saved over a decade. A decade at least. You got 10 years in. Anybody in here, you ain't even got a whole year in. Is there anybody in the congregation you don't even have a year in yet? Sister Fayana, go ahead. We get a Lord praise for you. That's all right. But in this class, there's different people at different places in their walk with God. And I'm going to say this, just because, you know, you and another person been saved for 15 years don't mean that you're on the same spiritual level. Y'all hear that? You know, and so there's different places and different levels, and we have to learn that we have to be patient with each other. You know, and I'm going to say this also, not only spiritually speaking, but even intellectually speaking. When you go into any public audience, you're going to get different people. You know, there's some in here, boy, you just aced every test. You know, everybody had that one person in the room, boy. You was over there struggling. You still over there on number 5, bubbling in the things. And all of a sudden, you look over, somebody else done turned their paper over. Anybody ever had one of those people where you looking over like, Lord, what am I doing? What did I miss? You know, can you help a brother out? Just show me one answer or something. You know, good Lord, can I get a cheat sheet? Can this open book test? You know, and that's just how it is, you know, in every room. And so sometimes we have to be patient with our brothers and our sisters, because there have been plenty of times, if I was to be honest, I hadn't had everything right. Anybody else will say that? I hadn't had everything right. Anybody ever looked in the scriptures and all of a sudden you said, man, I had that wrong for a whole lot of years. Anybody honest enough to say that? It's something about, you know, when we come and rather than us dressing the scripture with our own thoughts and our own ideas, the things that we've always been taught, the things that grandma and them taught us. And then when we just come and forgive me, you know, but if we just come naked, You know, and let's allow God to dress us, rather his word to dress us, rather than us trying to dress the word. Does that make sense to what I'm trying to say here? Amen. But there's a whole lot of things I looked in scripture and I said, well, Lord, you know, I had that out of context. I had that wrong. And I'm going to tell you this. There have been people who were very well and had good intentions, you know, but got up and they butchered the scriptures, but yet the Lord still anointed them and still used them powerfully. You know, anybody long enough, you know, you can remember a time where we didn't have internet. Anybody old enough to remember that? When you couldn't just all of a sudden just Google something real quick and you didn't have a whole library in the palm of your hand, you know? And there was a whole lot of times where people, you know, they did the very best that they could with the education level and the material that they had, but they came up short, but yet the Lord still allowed them to be anointed. Am I off? Anybody ever met somebody like that before? You know, I met people like that. It sure was anointed, but you had that wrong. But yet the Lord gave grace, and the Lord gave mercy, and the Lord still used that individual. You know, and if we're patient with them, then maybe we can explain the word of the Lord a little bit more perfectly to them. All right? Can we give the Lord a little bit of praise for his mercy towards us? All right, let's keep on going here. Did that make sense what I was trying to say there? Is that crystal clear? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've had some well-respected people that I have. I mean, it was no doubt about it that the Lord's hand was on their life, that they were used of God. But then there's sometimes that they just didn't get that particular scripture right. Now, it wasn't that they were trying to be a heretic. I didn't demonize them just because they got it wrong. You know, I didn't all of a sudden just throw a tomato from the back of the room and say, you got that wrong. Get out and sit down. No, some of them people, you know what? Hey, listen, you know, maybe we can have a conversation. Sometimes you pray on things. And then sometimes you recognize that, you know, that person probably won't never get it. But yet the Lord's hand is still on them. All right. All right. Now, I'm just trying to help you all. All right. Let's go here. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Meekness, being a meek person. All right. I'll say this. Sometimes it's good for us just to mind your business. I mean, I know this is just basic type of stuff. Anybody in here just still feel like, and now maybe I don't have, I do have some Bible on that, but anybody in here feel like it's sometimes just good to mind your business? Just stay in your lane and mind your, I'm going to tie all this together in just a minute, but I really feel like there's times that we just need to mind our business. And just pray for each other. And there's sometimes, you know, just be quiet. And a lot of times if you get busy enough, you ain't gonna have a whole lot of stuff to say about the next man. If you're busy enough, if you're working with your hands, let's just read the scripture for a minute. Let's go down to verse number 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 9. But as touching brotherly, what? Huh? What we're talking about? Brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to what? Now love one another. Love one another even when I don't have it all together. Even when I might not have it right. You still love me? I hope so. Now, but we should be endeavoring to try to get it right. Wouldn't you agree with that? But love me through the process. Be patient and love me through the process. And indeed, ye do it toward all brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Verse number 11. Come on, everybody read this one. That you study to be, go ahead and close your mouth and to do what? And to do your own business, not everybody else's business, and to work with your hands as we commanded you, all right, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without and that you may have lack of nothing. All right, let me keep on hurrying through this. Let me get down to another place that I need to go to. Let's go to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians 2. I'm so glad you all came to Bible class on tonight. Now, most of these things we already know. But again, knowing and doing, two different things. And there's times that all of us, if we be honest, we struggle with some of these things, interpersonal type of sins, how we, you know, deal with each other, you know, whether we, you know, have a short fuse with our fellow man. All right. All right. Philippians chapter number 2, and we'll go to verse number 1. Everybody there? I don't want to leave nobody behind. Everybody there? You can read it on the screen if you're behind. All right, we ready? If there be therefore, I'm going to read a little bit to you and I'm going to let you pick up. Just be ready for me when I say read. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of what? Of one mind. Let nothing be done through, y'all hear that? Don't let anything be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Y'all hear that? Where you prefer your brother over yourself, you know? As I'm like, well, I don't know everything. And I'm going to tell you what, if you would just say that and tell yourself that and remind yourself that, I believe you'll be an effective witness. Y'all, if you come to somebody and you act like you know everything, trust me, they will not receive from you. But if you just open up and you sit down with somebody else and you say, you know what, I'd like to hear you, allow them to talk a little bit. You know, and maybe there might be something that you can learn, and maybe that'll open up a door for you to share about receiving, you know, baptism in Jesus' name and receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. I told you a story I'll never forget. I sat down in a Jiffy Lube right down the street. I was getting my oil changed, and there was a particular lady that was, she was Catholic. And, you know, I let her talk to me. I didn't tower over here and just, you know, act like, no, you Catholic, you can't say nothing to me. I'm Holy Ghost filled, baptized in Jesus. Now, you can't tell me nothing. No, I let her share her faith. And then, you know what, believe it or not, now I know, so get your tomatoes ready, get your guns out for what I'm about to say. There were some things, to be honest with her, I kind of agree with her on some of them, some things. Did I say everything? Did I say everything? But there were some things I appreciated about her. You know, I can see the sincerity, you know, and I can see that she had a love for God and a desire to learn more. And you know what, because I did that, there came a day where the Lord allowed it, everything, things to work out so tough. Let me tell you how my God can work some stuff out. I ended up working with the lady. Met her at Jiffy Lube. About 3-4 years later, I ended up working with her. Sat down in my classroom one time and asked about salvation. I laid out the whole plan of salvation for her. And you know why I was able to do that? Because I took time out some years ago and I listened to her at a Jiffy Lube. Somebody, come on, quit towering over folk and being condescending. You ain't going to win nobody being condescending to people. Learn to listen, you know, and let it be an exchange between, you know, come on, I'll hear you, you hear me. You know, let's reason together, you know. And you'll win somebody, all right? Now, let's keep going here. Verse number 3. Because not one of us is an expert in everything, you know? And that's why, you know, you go to a doctor. Do they have, what are they, this doctor, just he just knows everything. You know, I can give a, you know, a heart surgery. You know, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. Oh, you need a knee replacement? Come to me too. All right, boy, you need your intestines worked on? Oh, you got a brain tumor? Me too. You know, I'd be a little afraid of him. Thank God there's a different types of doctors, you know, and this is a body, you know. You might be an expert in one thing. Another person might know a little bit of this. I've heard people, you know, and thank God that we have a collective body of people that we can receive from. Amen. Now, I know some of you all, you think you're an expert in all things, but, you know, shame on you. There's some meekness that you ought to have, you know, and then maybe you'll say to yourself, well, maybe perhaps I don't know everything. All right. All right. Philippians chapter number 2. Where do we leave off at? Help me out. Verse 4. Thank you, Scooter. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of other. Check this verse out. You read this one. Verse 5 and 6. Come on, let's go. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But verse 7. Come on, get ready. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, come on, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Praise God for that scripture. All right. Now, I got some other places I need to go. Actually, let's keep on going here. Verse number 12. Go ahead and you take that one. Yes. Read. Work out your own salvation. Work out everybody else's salvation. Work out your own salvation. Sweep around your own front porch sometimes. You know, look in the, that's true. Look in the mirror. Boy, sometimes we can look out on everybody else. And then I even had, I think it was yesterday, I had one of those moments. You know, I thought I was this and that. And also the Lord showed me Jason. You know, because, you know, sometimes it's pastor, but then I got a Jason to deal with. Anybody else? I heard Elder White sometimes. You got as an Elder White, but then sometimes he got a James to deal with. I know, and we have to. And if you don't deal with it, then he'll deal with you. All right? And have you all messed up. And sometimes you got to get off your high horse and humble yourself and get some meekness about yourself, you know. And sometimes you got to just take some stuff. Anybody ever had to take some stuff? You know? Hello? But sometimes we do that for the good of the body. Y'all hear that? Because it ain't just about me. You know, and because that's pride. Anytime we get lifted up in pride, oh, I know somebody who had a whole lot of pride and got kicked up out of heaven. But I don't want to follow follow suit with him. I don't know about you, but I want to, if I get to heaven, certainly I want to stay there. All right. And he got kicked out, got there. Ain't that, now that's crazy how you get to heaven and then you enjoy it. And then all of a sudden you just get kicked out because you lifted up in yourself. You know, don't get lifted up in yourself. Be careful. Somebody had their hand raised. I don't know. Elder White. Yes, sir.
I was thinking about the scripture. A lot of times people are, they act right when the pastor or the bishop's around and they obeying the word of God, doing what they're supposed to do. But as soon as there's an absent or something from that parishioner of the church, they just go haywire. Mm. But that should not be. You should act the same way with God, whether the man of God is there or whether the man of God is not, as if that's a substitute teacher or something.
That's good, but then I'm gonna tell you what, folks that get bold do it right in front of their face and do it right in front of me too. You know, there was more respect years ago for certain positions, the house of God and different things, but now you know, things are getting a little bit different, you know, and people I don't understand that. But at the same time, that's what we deal with. But I hear what you're saying, Elder White. I agree in many parts. Let's keep on going. I don't want to lose that scripture. Verse number 12, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. All right, verse number 14. It says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Y'all hear what we living in? A crooked and perverse nation. That's why we got to have this together up in here. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain. In other words, when I get there, I don't want to just find out that I've done all this in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and I be offered upon the sacrifice in service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. All right? Now, Brother Scooter, I had one more slide that I wanted to show, I believe, tonight. Anybody here deal with gluten intolerance? Gluten. Isn't that, it was called gluten. I'm making that up. Gluten, you know, okay, nobody, good. All right, that was kind of, I didn't even hear about gluten, but now everybody alerts to gluten. What about lactose intolerant? Anybody here? Oh, I got a few in here. You ain't got to raise your hand. You know, you get the bubble guts anytime that you eat ice cream. You can't even put milk in your cereal because you get the bubble guts and things. You're intolerant, you know. But, you know, like I was talking about those autoimmune disorders and how we can kind of bring that over to the spiritual side and see, you know, how sometimes we kind of, you know, are against each other. But there's also sometimes we can be intolerant of other brothers and sisters. It's quiet, but it's truth anyhow. You got some intolerance to other folks in the house of God. You know, and you got to be so careful. Because why are you so intolerant of somebody else? Come on, Sister Debbie. I heard you say it the other day. Somebody else is putting up and tolerating you. I can't hear nobody. Can't get no help up in here. It's all right. But be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Come on, everybody. Let's forbear one another. Forgive one another. Make some allowances, you know, for the character flaws of your brothers. Because when you really think about it, you know, come on. Let me go back to the kids in my classroom. Forgive me for this. But, you know, I heard a little boy in class. She think her boo-boo don't stink. Yeah, I ain't never heard that. I thought to myself, like, well, you know, okay. You know, that was a little nasty, but, you know. You know, but yeah, your boo-boo stink too, all right? All right, amen. That went over like a lead balloon, but keep on going, all right. Your boo-boo stink too. Yeah, y'all that's tuning in online, amen. You need some air freshener too. Turn the exhaust fan on, all right? Amen, all right, moving on. Come on, let's hurry up. Help the pastor out. Hebrews 12 and 14. Hurry up. Get me over that one. All that in the bag. She thinks she all that in the bag of chips. I worked in the public school. She thinks her boo-boo don't stink. Walking around there looking like she all high and mighty. She ain't nobody. Boy, them kids will fuss. Thank the Lord he delivered me. Praise the Lord. But what I'm finding out is that, guess what? The saints, boy, I thought I was out of public school. Oh, but I found out, you know, this ain't heaven over here. Oh, people going to be people wherever you go. Sometimes, you know, I thought I got away from around little children. But sometimes, oh, God, even grown folks act like little children sometimes. Oh, y'all get quiet. It's all right. Come on here. Hebrews 12 and 14. Follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Come on down to the book of James with me today. Chapter number 3. James chapter number 3. Let's get our tongues together. I think we all could work on this. James chapter number 3. Am I doing all right tonight? Yeah. Amen. If I'm stepping on your toes tonight, listen, I'm not coming for anybody at all. If anything, I'm up here, but I'm on the pew too. Because guess what? I'm still in the flesh too. And I'm trying to make it, and I'm trying to help myself make it, and trying to help you make it. And when I get up in heaven, I want to see all my brothers and sisters there. All right, I'd love to see you there along with me. All right, what I look like trying here? I nearly made it. And I'm trying to shut the door for you. I know I'm like, Lord, please help my brother and sister. Help them make it. All right, anybody want to see your brothers and sisters there? All right, good. So we got to keep ourselves together. All right. Because a lot of times we have good intentions, but sometimes we just, we get it wrong somewhere, you know. And there's a lot of times, sometimes we can have the letter, but we can miss the spirit. And when we do that, we've missed it, all right? All right, my brethren, I'm in verse number 1, you all there with me. Be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Y'all hear that? Verse 4, you go ahead and take that one. Very small hem, just a little small hem, turn the whole body, all right? Whithersoever the governor listed. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Interesting to me when the Lord saves your soul, you know, and he get a hold of that tongue, you know, I mean, fill you with the Holy Ghost, and they will speak with other tongues, all right? Verse 6, and the tongue is a... y'all help me. Come on now. Be on track with me. And the tongue is a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things I know so to be. Doth a fountain send forth out of the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Y'all hear that? All right, verse number 13. I want everybody to read. Come on. You want to see a wise man? You want to see somebody who's got some knowledge? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with what? Not with arrogance. Come on, with wisdom, meekness of wisdom. All right? Verse 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Come on, verse 15. For where envying and strife is, that's where I want to go to church. What'd you say, Sister Sean? Oh, no, I like how your face grimaced up right there. Don't nobody want to go. I don't even want to go home when there's envy and strife. I don't want to go to work. Oh, anybody had a job before where everybody fussing and fighting? Lord, couldn't stand to go to that job. Couldn't wait. You was constantly, boy, just looking through the paper. Had the app up all the time trying to find a job. You know, but thank God, you know, all those things are out in the world. But when I come to church, oh, I don't want a whole lot of confusion. Don't want to be nowhere with envy and strife going on. All right. Y'all hear that? All right. Envy and strife in your hearts. Where am I at? Verse number 16. Huh? For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Come on. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, and what? What's that mean, to be easily entreated? Somebody help me out. Open to reason. Who said that? Sister Ross, open to reason, like I can talk to you. Easily, okay. All right, easily persuaded, Brother Stark, or Deacon Starks. Agreeable, okay, easily entreated. Yes, ma'am. Willing to yield, you know, not like I know it all. Have you ever been in the presence of somebody who you just felt like they were going to knock your block off at any false move? You know, you felt like you were just on pins and needles, walking on ice. Every word that you said, the tone of your voice, what you had on, everything about just the fact that you walked in and you was light-skinned. I mean, Lord, Hammer, everything about you. You know, that person just scrutinized it, and they just felt like you was just against them, and they just were ready to fight. You know, come on. You know, we got to be careful that we are easily entreated, all right? And if you are a saint of God, somebody ought to feel like that they can come to you. You know, they ought to feel like, you know, I can approach, you're approachable. That's a good word I'm looking for, approachable, all right? How many people want to be a witness in the light? I see about half the congregation. How many want to be a witness in the light, all right? So we got to be, all right, approachable. What's the rest of that? Full of what? Uh-huh, and without what? What's that mean? Without partiality. Favoritism. All right, be careful, and without hypocrisy. All right, now let me get on down the road here. We're doing pretty good on tonight. All right, we end that out. Oh, it's one more scripture, I believe, 18. Go ahead and read 18. All right, blessed are the peacemakers. Y'all hear that? How many people want to be a peacemaker? Let's go on over there to Matthew chapter number 5. Oh, this is just good stuff. This ain't even nothing deep. You ain't even had no Greek and Hebrew out on this type of stuff. But, you know, even though it's so surface level, ain't it funny how we still sometimes we just struggle with these type of things? All of us. All of us. All right? So these are just good reminders on tonight. All right, let's go to, I'll start from the beginning. I'll read to you and then you can pick it up. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, check this one out. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9. Come on, read verse 9. All right. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, come on, when they talking about you, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. All right, let's keep going here. Ye are the what? Mm-hmm. Get rid of it. You might as well just throw it on out. Be trodden under the foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. Verse 14, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle or put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verse 17, come on here. All right. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, we're almost to where I want to be. Whosoever there shall forbreak one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So practice what you preach. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Now remember, Pharisees and scribes, very technical. But God wants a righteousness that exceeds their technicalities, you know, because a lot of times they had the letter but didn't have the spirit. Ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 21. Now, that's what you heard them say. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Come on, verse 23. Everybody is working for the Lord, busy in church. But listen at this verse 23. Oh, my Lord, help us. Therefore, and there rememberest, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. What's that mean? Somebody help me out with verse 23 and 24. I got Sister Ruthie again. Tired of hearing Sister Ruthie. Brother White, tired of hearing you, Brother White. I'm going to come back around to you. Sister Michelle, we'll give you a shot. Then we're going to give Sister-in-law, then we're going to let these preachers loose on y'all. Go ahead.
That God's not interested in my sacrifice until I'm right with my brothers and sisters. Much like parents, it's like, you know, don't come and do nice things for me, washing dishes and all this, and you've been fussing and feuding with your siblings or whatever the case may be. Get your house in order, then come and offer your sacrifice.
Then, you know, come to me asking, could you go to McDonald's and spend the night and all that? No. Let's get sister-in-law. Go get Shana. Sister Shana, right up front.
When you come to pray and you know that you have an issue with your brother, sister, or whoever it may be, he's saying, put that prayer up. It's not going to go up. You need to go take care of the matter and then come back for your prayer.
That's good. Now, natural families, how many people in here never got in a fight with your brother or your sister? I mean, I used to see people, they would get along, I mean, just beautifully. And then me and my brothers, we'd be in there, boy, Lord, have mercy. It would go down. Don't let mama go to the grocery store because I'm going to whoop your knot. You know? I mean, we would have at it, you know. But at the end of the day, guess what? We still brothers, and you better not mess with them. I'm let you know right now. Let me see you messing with my brother you might have seen him scuffling, fussing and fighting. I mean, you might have seen me throw him across the room, but you put your hands on him and watch and see how fast we unite. I know sometimes what I'm saying here. Now, these things ought not so to be in the house of the Lord. But I'm going to let you know, there's times, you know, the brothers and sisters, even in the house of God, sometimes we don't always get along. But I'm going to let you know right now, I got your back all day long. I'm going to tell you that right now. Let go out there and let that enemy try to jump on you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to see about you. I know we might have fell out, but I got your back. Come on, saints of God. Come on. And after a while, we're going to get it together, you know, and we're going to even patch stuff up. We ain't going to fight forever. You know, we grow up and we mature. All right. Amen. Who's that over there? Sister Christine. Yes, ma'am.
I love how God covers all bases because he says, when you remember that thy brother hath aught against thee, because a lot of times we'll feel like, well, I don't have anything against that person. They have something against me. But he's making sure he covers all bases. It doesn't matter if you don't have anything against them. If you know they have something against you, it's the same thing. You need to go and get it right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I appreciate you saying that. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. Let's go over here to, let's do Romans 12 and 9. I think this is a good one for us to always just remember. And I like to get these down, you know, and just get these driven home. Let love be without dissimulation. You know, don't give me that pretentious, phony love, you know, that you had to plaster on your face. Come on, get it right in your heart. Woo. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. All right. Verse 10. Let's go to verse 10. Romans 12 and 10. I hear some pages turn. I'll slow up for you all. Y'all there? All right. Be kindly affectioned. Come on. With what kind of love? In honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints. Listen to this, given to hospitality. That's good. Bless them that which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that reap. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Condescend to somebody of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. You know, don't think that you all that. You know, come on, don't get so lifted up in yourself. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Y'all hear that? Anybody ever had to work on yourself with that? Well, they dished it out, and you was ready to dish it back out at them. They pinged, and you was ready to pong. Come on, y'all remember? Y'all, come on. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18, let me hear you. If at all, if there's any way possible. Come on, what does it say? Uh-huh. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. That don't mean it's yours. Come on, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Now, this is who says that? Not you. Vengeance is not yours. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Sometimes you need to sit back and relax and let the Lord fight your battle. And I'm going to tell you what, the Lord know how to fight. I have watched the Lord fight for this boy. I'm telling you what, you know, I'm going to let you know. Y'all leave me alone if I was y'all. You know, I'm telling you, I just would. I'm not saying that because just that, you know, I'm high and mighty, but seriously, I just would. And if anybody in here else has a relationship with Jesus Christ, I recommend you leaving them alone too. Not just the pastor, come on here, but anybody walking with God, anybody under this divine anointed coverage, anybody got good coverage? Let me go back to that message right now. If you got him covering you, looking out, I'd leave him alone if I was you. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Boy, you better back up. Oh, I mean, seriously, be careful that you're not so quick to put your mouth on people. Be careful that you just don't demonize so quickly your brother and sister just because they don't agree in all points with you. I'm just trying to help somebody, help you all, help the class, help myself, everybody. So easily that we throw off on each other. You know, perhaps maybe that person just needs a little patience from you. And perhaps, oh, maybe, just maybe, you don't even have it all right. Can't hear nobody? All right. Amen, anyhow. Truth anyhow. Pat my own self on the back since y'all gonna leave me up here. All right. All right, let's keep going. All right, here. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. All right. Now, I want to stop just for a moment because I don't want to run out of time on tonight. But let me say this. There are a lot of different issues. I do want to get to Ephesians if I can, but maybe you can read that on your own. Let me say this. There are a lot of different issues that are in the body of Christ that we're not going to all agree on. I want to say that right now. I've walked with the Lord long enough. I've been in church long enough just to know. Now, whether those things should be or not, I feel like that we should try to come all to the unity of the faith. But let me let you know, there are times that people are just on different levels, different places. They don't see everything, and we just won't see eye to eye on every single issue. I can remember people in church. I've been in church long enough to hear people falling out about can they have a perm in their head. I mean, Lord, you know, to me, that's y'all business. If you want to walk around, you know, with your hair, you know, listen, don't schedule no appointment and ask me if you can have a perm. Tell me, I just want to know if that's lying because perm is a lie because Lord didn't make my hair this way. And if I perm, no, come on, don't do me that way. Oh, Lord, you know, come on, saints, Lord have mercy. You know, hey, you know, there's a lot of different issues. You know, I'll say this, you know, one that's come up, well, as soon as I hit the door being the pastor, can we go to the show? Why I ain't know so many people wanted to go to the show so bad. I mean, half of y'all already got the show in your house. You know, I'm under the, you know, opinion that really it ain't where you watch it, it's what you're watching. And it don't matter if you're seeing it on the big screen or somewhere in the corner of your house on your phone, you need to be careful what you watch. So don't schedule no appointment and ask me if you go to the show. What you ought to schedule, pastor, maybe I'm watching some things I shouldn't be watching anywhere. You know, I mean, it's just things that we're not going to all get along with. You know, there's people out there, can I listen to, you know, I remember when I first got saved, Lord, I wish we could just almost edit this out, when I first got saved, I was so saved, I was good and saved. I didn't know nothing about, listen, I didn't know anything about gospel music. I really didn't. I don't know why I just thought that gospel music was the music that mom and them listened to when they was at church. And I didn't understand that it was like a whole gospel industry. You know, I just thought that was just church music. And so when I got saved, I went to Light and Life Bookstore, my saved little sanctified self. Y'all don't even remember that. Now y'all got spot, all these little things you pull up. And I got some CDs, and I got Kirk Franklin and Stomp. Y'all remember that stuff? And I thought to myself, I put it on in the car, and I was like, you know, my head was bobbing. I was like, you know, and I thought to myself, am I supposed to be doing all this? I said, you know, is this a sin? Is this wrong? You know, why this beat so? You know, why am I doing? Lord, I ain't saved no more. You know, so for a while, I just got my, you know, Shirley Caesar, James Cleveland out. You know, I was the oldest young person ever. Because I just wanted to be saved at the end of the day, you know. But there's some times that, you know, we grow up. You know, and we start to kind of figure some stuff out. You know, we ain't got to wear the pastor out about every little issue, you know. But I'm going to let you know, there are people still. You know, for you, that's good. You don't listen to no jazz music. You don't listen to, you know, Kurt Franklin. I mean, but what I'm saying here, there's a lot of things that we're not going to see eye to eye on. You know, in this, I mean, I would hesitantly even bring this one up. There's some of you all in this church that you don't believe in having no guns at all. And there's some of y'all right now under your coat pride right now. Lord, have mercy. I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, take it or leave it and do what you're going to do with it. Don't call me about that. I'm just telling you what it is. I'm not telling you whose side I'm on. Nothing. I'm just telling you what it is. I know people in this very Agape Apostolic Faith Assembly. Some of them, they don't believe, you know, it's, to them, it's you're not trusting God. Some people got a whole case full of guns, hunting guns, big guns, little guns, every other size of gun. I'm just telling you what it is. You know, and guess what? If we really was hash it out and I open it up, you know, we would fight and fuss and feud all day long about these little, some of these issues, you know? We can go on to, you know, a lot of different things. Let me not go on before y'all have a, I have a whole bunch of appointments, but, you know, like, Lord have mercy, you know, but I'm just telling you what it is. But meanwhile, here's what I want to say. A lot of times while we're so busy fussing and feuding about things, you know what's going on in here? Let me just tell you what's going on up in here. Turn the red lights on for me for a second. Hit all red for me. Make it really dramatic right now. You so slow, Scooter. Lord have mercy. Lee. He done turned the whole thing off. But listen, I was trying to hope that it would be a lot more dramatic than that, but why are you over there fussing and fighting? The devil is somewhere behind the scenes plotting and planning and causing division and got a whole play going on and trying to destroy the church. And I'm telling you what I'm telling you all is we, Agape, please, if you didn't hear nothing else I said all night, lean in on this one. We got bigger fish to fry than a lot of the little issues that would divide us. Hello, somebody. And guess what? We got a whole lot more that we agree on that we can stand on. Can I hear from somebody that still believe in repentance, Jesus' name, baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost? Is there still some folks in here that believe that Jesus came and died for the sins of the world? Come on. And guess what? There's a world that's out there that's dying and going to hell while we are in here divided about things. Come on. Let's get together and stick together and work for the Lord while it's yet day. Can't somebody just put your hands together? Come on, y'all. Whole lot of different things. And meanwhile, that's what I see him doing, just creeping into church. You know what, I'm going to get Brother Chuck over here on this team. And listen, I don't want you to hear me wrong. I'm not saying that things don't matter. Things do matter. It's important that we rightly divide the scripture. I'm going to tell you that. It's important. Sometimes we need to earnestly contend for the faith. But while you're doing so, watch your spirit. Watch your attitude. Be patient with each other. Don't be so quick to demonize other people. Y'all hear me? Come on, let's give the Lord one more praise. Tell you what, because there's a whole lot of things out here. Turn them like, get them devil lights out of here. All right, come on. I'm turning the lights back up. All right. Ain't that tight? I can do that on my iPad now. Come on, let's give the Lord praise for technology. Just turn the whole lights up. All right. All right, let's go over here real quick to Ephesians chapter number 4. I want to go here tonight. I remember COVID. COVID ain't been that long ago, you know, and just the division over that. Mask, no mask, vaccine, no vaccine. Ooh, you know. Boy, next thing, what was that, Westerns? What was that, not the couples, but it was two different families that were against each other. The Hatfields and the McCoy. Next thing you know, you got the Hatfields and the McCoy. I had people in my own family. You know, there was some that was on one side and some that was on the other side. But guess what? We still loved each other. You know, you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. You know, come on. You know, let Lord have mercy. You still saved. I still love you. Come on. All right. Y'all getting real quiet. Lord, let me hurry up. I'm running out the back door. Thank you. I appreciate it. One person said I'm doing good. All right, here we go. Where did I say we're going to go? Ephesians 4. We can go there real quick. I need to hurry up and get down to the end of this. Let's go to verse maybe 24, where we can start there. Actually, you know what? This is. Let me just give right down to this point. Listen, verse number 26, this is a good one. Y'all hear me? And this is for all of us. Be angry. Anybody ever been mad? Raise your hand if you ain't never been angry. Y'all ain't heard me, Brother Patrick. I'm going to say that again. We're going to give him grace. And you see that? But listen, we give him grace. Raise your hand if you have never been angry. Now, I figured that. Everybody in here has been angry. But listen to what the scripture tells us. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Somebody help me out in here. What's that mean? You know, don't let the, what advice would you give? Brother Chuck, help us out. Yes, sir. Try not to go to bed mad. You know, I'm going to tell you what, there's been a whole lot of people gone to bed with their spouse and woke up the next morning and didn't have a spouse. You know, it's a whole lot. I'm telling you. Sister Debbie, yes, ma'am.
Basically, don't let your resentment lead to sin. Mm-hmm. So I can be angry, but don't let that go on to the point where you're sinning.
Very good. Very good. Because that enemy, while you over there, I'm telling you, he's got a whole play going on. And if you don't let it go, he's going to trap you in his play, and he's going to use you. You know, and I don't know about you, but I would much rather be used of God than be used of the devil. All right? I can tell you some stories, even this week. You know, like, Lord, help me come down off my high horse. You know, come on. You know, help me, Lord, humble myself. Help me to be meek enough. Help me, you know, help me to just, you know, just to be concerned for my brother and my sister. Help me, you know, to help make amends. Help me to be more concerned with the unity of this church than I am with some little issue. All right. Let's go down on here. I see a couple hands raised. I'll get you. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another. Doesn't that sound good? That sound real good. Verse 32, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.